Yes, yes. If you just tuned in, this is the 95 BFM Drive Show on the Rapare. I am Half Queen, and I am very happy to be joined by Nadine Motaha. Am I saying that correctly?
It's Mortaja.
Wait one moment. Hold on. Let me turn it on. Wait, where's your microphone? See, I'm still like, anyway, yes, Mortaja.
Yes, Mortaja.
My apologies, I've been saying it like it's Spanish or something this whole time.
All good.
And you are here to talk to me, well, we'll just be having a little, you know, a little yarn about the march that is happening on Saturday.
So yes.
You are a part of a collective or an organization, Aotearoa for Palestine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to just have a little, like, what do you guys do? Obviously, like, if you have been living under a rock, I don't think I need to explain to you about the very urgent, horrible happenings that have been going on for 60 years at this point in Palestine, and the occupation and the genocide. I talk about it a lot on the show. So if you're listening, then you would absolutely know about this. But yeah, if the Swedes are like, what is Aotearoa for Palestine? Like, please, let's... Please.
Yeah, so we started Aotearoa for Palestine for the March of Humanity. Mm. We've been marching for 2 years now. We've written to our MPs. We've campaigned to boycott Israeli products. We've protested. We've been closing down the streets for 100 weeks now. And we haven't
100
seen...
100 fucking weeks.
Yes, which is very shameful.
Yeah.
We haven't seen much come out of it. So it doesn't get bigger than marching on the Harbor Bridge.
Exactly.
And we came as a collective, as a group, and we said we need to do something, and something big.
Yeah.
So we decided to march on the Auckland Harbour Bridge, and
exactly.
That is happening on Saturday, 9:30 a.m. So show up.
And it's, I'm sure everyone that's listening is like, I will be showing up. But you seriously do need to.
Yes.
And the details of it, I know that they had changed the origin point.
Yes. So it's, yes, exactly. It's starting at Onipoto Park on the shore side. And then we're going to be marching on the Harbour Bridge and ending in Victoria Park.
Where is Victoria Park? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
Freeman's Bay kind of area, yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely sorry. You've caught me at a very bad time.
All good.
But yeah, okay. And I think it is about time that someone did something, and I'm not talking about us because obviously we're it's constantly a power and numbers thing,
yes.
But in terms of like the powers that be, what even have they done? The simplest thing they can't do, so it's like, It makes so much sense that it's like, this is the thing that we can do as people who actually give a fuck about what's going on to, you know.
Exactly. And I think 2 years ongoing of this ongoing genocide happening, the people demand, you know, to sanction Israel for its war crimes.
Yeah.
And we have seen this march being endorsed by different organizations such as teachers and nurses. So all over the world, people are standing up for Palestine. So it's time for us in Aotearoa to do something big.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
It's about time. My sister, Kitty, she told me that you're a teacher.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is amazing. Like, fucking good on you. I think, like, for the people who have kids who are listening, Tamariki, how could they explain what's going on to their children, or like, you know, how do you radicalize the children like to care? Like, what is the best way to do that?
That's a really good question. I mean, I talk to my kids very openly about it.
Yeah.
I started the year and I told them I'm Palestinian.
Yeah.
I'm from a country called Palestine. And a lot of them did say, oh, there is a war happening in Palestine.
Mm.
So kids do know.
Yeah, of course.
But you obviously need to keep it very PG. I did say, you know, there are innocent children that are being hurt. People's homes are being destroyed.
Mm.
Hospitals, schools, and the looks on their faces, like they were mortified.
Yeah, of course.
So if a 6 and 7 year old can understand that, why can't our government?
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I think the children should be in government. That's what I always thought. That's like my controversial opinion, but it's like it really doesn't take much, you know,
it
honestly
doesn't.
Intelligence to connect the dots and 1 + 1 = 2. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, but they do get it, and I think it is important to talk to them about what's happening.
Totally.
Because we can't be making them live under a rock.
No.
Because this is reality. There is a genocide happening.
Totally.
Innocent children are being hurt, women, men. So we must do something about it. And talking to Tamariki is important because we need to make them aware.
Exactly. Honestly, oh my God, it fucking grinds my gears. God, I'm no doubt it grinds yours even more. What is like the idea? What is the best outcome for like because of this march, like, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm, when I think about like what, you know, in Sydney, when everyone marched over there, I'm like, what is the best situation other than obviously the genocide stopping?
Yeah, it's time for our governments to sanction Israel for its war crimes. And that is the whole purpose of this march, is for our governments to finally put a stop to it and to do something. So sanctioning Israel for its war crimes is the most appropriate response at this point.
Exactly right. And you said you're Palestinian.
I am Palestinian. I'm from Gaza. Yes.
Period. Shout out to Gaza. When was the last time you were over there, if you don't mind me asking? I want to know. I want to understand the vibes over there.
Oh, it's...
Pre these fucking... Honestly, let me not get into it. But
yes, you know, I think people need to know that the people in Gaza were living, even though they were living, you know, under a siege, they were still living. You know, they had dreams, they had hopes, they had jobs, they had weddings. They were living like anyone here. Like, we live in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah.
So the last time I was there was 2015, I think.
Mm-hmm. So 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll never forget it. It was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. Mm. And, you know, me being from Gaza and experiencing it for the first time, it is like a vivid dream for me. It was a process, though, because I've, you know, you can't just take an airplane and land in Gaza. There's no airport. So we did have to go through the Rafah border. And it's quite an extensive process.
Yeah.
And since my dad is born in Gaza, he was interrogated for hours and we just had to sit there and wait for him. You know, what do you do for work? What's your job? Like, what are you doing in Gaza? So it takes a long time just to be let into Gaza. So imagine that feeling, me being a Palestinian from Gaza, first time visiting my homeland and feeling that and seeing that. It's horrifying. And some people stay there for days. Some people stay in the Rafah border for a day or two.
Mm.
So it is...
That's fucking crazy.
It genuinely is crazy. But once we got there, you know, I saw my teta, my grandma, my uncles. Mm. I met my cousins for the first time.
Oh.
So what an experience that was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember having the best knafa. I'm not sure if you're familiar with knafa.
I'm not. Please educate me. It sounds awesome.
It's an Arabic dessert. It's like cheese and it's just... delicious. So good. I had the best knafa when I was in Gaza. And the beach, you know, they always talk about Gaza's beach, but Gaza's beach is truly so beautiful.
Oh,
and just having a cup of tea with sage on the beach is it was amazing.
A beautiful picture.
It really is, yes. Well, and I think I want to keep that picture, you know. I don't want it to be tainted by what's happening. Yeah.
What, I guess, on the back of that, what gives you hope? Because this word hope to me is action. It's not anything else. And I am constantly trying to find it amongst all the despair and disdain that I have. And honestly, hate and rage that I feel for a lot of the powers that be. How do you keep going? Because as a Palestinian, it must just be absolutely fucking heart-wrenching and unlike any other pain that anyone could experience. How do you maintain?
My people, you know, my people in Gaza keep me going. I think seeing them persevere and their resilience, they keep me going. They keep me chanting. They keep me thriving and they keep me wanting to talk about Palestine because we do have a right to exist. We do believe that we will return to Palestine, to a free Palestine. So my people definitely keep me going. Mm. And seeing the children say, like, we will not leave Gaza, that really stuck with me. Like, if these people are going through starvation and their homes are being ruined and they're sleeping in tents, yet they say that we will not leave this land, that to me keeps me going. So my people keep me going.
Well, you know, I'm just like, I don't even know, I'm sure you've heard all of it, but like, it's just the worst. I couldn't even imagine. And I have so much like love and empathy and just like respect for the struggle, and I just since young knew like understood everything, every piece of oppression is connected and how could you know each one is just rooted in the next one. So much love and respect for you.
Thank you.
Do you have any tips and tricks about the logistics about the march for Saturday, if people are, or even if someone's like, oh, I don't know, if you're undecided at this point, I just you need to be for real and sit with yourself and just connect the dots. But what is the logistics that you would recommend to the people that are coming on Saturday?
Yes, I think get there as early as possible because we are marching at 9:30 and we will not be waiting for anyone.
It's not island people time, okay?
Not Arab timing. Yes, we have the same concept. Not Arab timing. Get there on time. Yeah. But yeah, so some people are parking on the shore and walking over. But there, you can take a bus from Custom Street. So there's 95 and 97 that takes you to Onipoto Park. So you can't do that. Some people are carpooling with one another, but get there as early as possible. If you don't want to walk on the Harbour Bridge and you just want to come to Victoria Park, that's absolutely fine as well. There's going to be speeches and activities. So come on through.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nadine.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in and having a quick corridor about the whole thing, which, you know, it's like, it's about time. And it's frustrating, but, you know, it's like people have to do something and I just think it's so fucking awesome. And I also want to talk to you guys for, getting radicalized and doing something and like creating a hope movement for people and like actually something to do. You know, it's not giving put your money where your mouth is, but like do what you feel and say. And I see lots of people being like, yes, I'm down with the cause, but like get up off your ass and do something.
Yeah, but that also goes back to boycotting, you know, Israeli product. So we can do something. And one of those things is boycotting Israeli products, such as SodaStream, Coca-Cola, or Bala Hummus. So those are actions that individuals can take.
Yeah.
And they're easy
and
actions we can take. Direct.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
When I get off air, I'll ask if you've got any musical requests.
Amazing.
So think of that.
Thank you.
If you're going to the march on Saturday and you want to drop me a line, text me 53955. Let us know what your plans are. And thank you for all your texts that are coming in. And thank you for coming in.
Kia ora. Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Kia ora. Free Palestine.